Well, the local share market did well to pull itself up by its bootstraps today and finish with a small improvement of around 3 points. It was languishing early on in the day thanks to weakness for the banks, but they were the architects of the turnaround. Most of the big four were higher, led by the ANZ, which was up by around 0.25%. Big miners were generally firmer, with the exception of BHP. Rio Tinto was up by 1.4%, and Fortescue Metals got a pass with its quarterly production numbers today, and that stock was up by almost 1%. Energy stocks were higher as a group also. Santos shares were up by around 1.5%. It was quite a busy day as far as company news was concerned. Some of the standouts included Kogan, the online retailer. Its numbers for the first 3 months of the year in terms of gross profit were quite encouraging. Gross profit up by 28%, and that was enough to see the stock finish up by 18% today. So it has had some difficult months in recent times, so a substantial recovery on that front. Bubs was another standout. They make infant formula, and they've had a run of good news lately, the most recent being that they have signed an agreement for 4 years with Chemist Warehouse to distribute their products. So they already had a relationship where the online business of Chemist Warehouse was concerned. So this just seen as an addition to that and a welcome one. Whitehaven Coal was a big improver today for the fact that the Queensland government has granted them the coordinated project status. So basically what that means is it's a recognition of the economic value that the South Winchester, or Winchester South rather, project brings to the state of Queensland. And it's also an important step forward in relation to the approval of the project. On the economic side of things, we had the March unemployment report. Very good numbers, actually. 25,700 jobs added to the economy. That was well ahead of the 14,000 jobs that the market had expected. And the economists have been bracing themselves for a weaker figure that hasn't emerged yet. Importantly, the unemployment rate remains steady around a 10-year low of 5%. So on average, we've seen about 24,000 jobs added to the economy each month for the last 6 months. And that's well ahead of what you need to keep the unemployment rate steady. And that helped the Aussie dollar, which is back to around 71.9 US cents.